We now welcome in the call the head coach at New Hampshire, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach McDonald.
Hey, Rob, how we doing?
Doing just fine. An exciting night for you guys at the opening of Wildcat Stadium and made even better by a 39-28 win over Holy Cross. Give me your feelings on the night and the game.
Well, it was a pretty special night. I thought everybody put their best foot forward here, between our events crew, our administration, everybody. They wanted to make it special, and they certainly did. One of the largest crowds we've had here for a regular season game in a long time, can't say enough about how what an atmosphere it was to play, and our students were unbelievable. We had 5,000 students at the game, largest student crowd ever, and they were right with us from every snap. They didn't leave at halftime. It was great. We played better as the game went on, thank God. That's a really good football team in Holy Cross. Puyos is everything I thought he was going to be, and probably a little bit more. They know how to attack people. They did a great job of attacking us. We settled in probably midway through the second quarter on the defensive side of the ball and started playing a little bit better, held in the 7 points, from in the second half, and just did some tackling and got to the ball and put a little pressure on them a little bit better than we were doing in the first half. Offensively, we did a great job of running the football. Dalton Crossan had a tremendous game. Also, his backup, Trayvon Bryant came in. He averaged 8 yards a carry. Dalton averaged 8.3. Both those guys found seams and not only saw the reads and did them, but ran by some people and ran over some people. We rushed for a total of 362. We haven't done that in a long time. Trevor had some good runs. Trevor played very well. Trevor Knight, our quarterback, made a couple freshman mistakes again, a couple picks that he'd like to have back, and then, cough one up going in for a score that would have really helped us at the end. But I think he showed the people what he can do when he gets playing here. He can get open spaces, and he put some balls on people. It was a good effort all the way around. The pleasing thing is we got better after we got behind.
How vital, you touched on the 364 yards on the ground and the tremendous effort that you got from your backs. How big, when you're facing a team that's throwing it around the way they were, how big was it to be able to get the ball on offense and at least be able to control the game and the clock a little bit with your offense?
The funny thing is that you would think that would be, control the ball and run it. We hit some long runs in those things, and Dalton had a 60-yard run, Brian had a 45-yard run, and Trevor had a 38-yard run. Trevor had a 60-yard run called back, But at the same time, what you're talking about, I think our offensive line got a little bit better. I was a little worried about a week ago at this time where we're at. We got a little bit better this week, and they played. So that helped us, and, credit goes to them for getting on people and blocking, but also hanging on to the football. We didn't fumble it from the running back position, which was really key, I thought.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for Coach McDonald, just hit *1 on your keypad. You did talk last week about Pujols, the quarterback, and he throws it 64 times. But as you said, your guys adjusted pretty well, holding them to 7 points after early in the second quarter. What was the message? Did they do anything different that surprised you, or was it what type of adjustments did you make?
Well, we just tightened up what we had to do, and we were very worried when we realized that we could stop the run with our inside six people, our four defensive linemen and our two linebackers, that we're going to be able to do that. Now we're able to tighten up in coverage. We also had a first time, a freshman played 90 snaps, a kid named Pop Lacey, who has had a tremendous camp for us, has put himself in the mix. We got two true freshmen in the secondary playing right now, Pop Lacey and Prince Smith. Both the guys are athletic as all get-go. They have to learn the systems, and they're doing that, but they both, in a game where it was thrown 64 times, Pop had, I think 14 tackles and 12 solo, and Prince had a couple pass breakups and interception. I just think that they're as they settled into the game, got a little bit of the ground underneath their feet and started playing. I think that helped us along as well.
How much, when you have all those young guys back there, is it nice to have a guy like Casey DeAndre, who had 6 tackles, 3 pass breakups, and then that interception at the end that sort of sealed the deal?
Yeah. Casey's a guy who everybody looks to on the team, not just the defense, but you could hear him in the huddles when we were talking to Pop, talking to Prince, going, look, guys, eyes, get your eyes where they belong. Just trust this process. Just do what you're supposed to do. And, you know, I've turned around looking at him. I go, you ought to do that too once or twice, Casey. And he started laughing, you know. He's just such a good kid that way and a good leader. Everybody looks to him, and he did a nice job.
You touched earlier on Trevor Knight, and obviously San Diego State, quality opponent, but the offense didn't perform as well out there, but pretty nice night for him, 11 of 18, 190 yards passing, and as you touched on, also was pretty effective running the ball. Talk about the steps he made from game one to game two.
Well, I think he got back into his element, you know, and I mean, you break into open spaces against a Division I team that is a Mountain West top 25 team. They got a lot better closing speed than some of the teams we're going to see in our conference. You know, our big thing with Trevor is that we felt that his legs gave him a separation from Adam Reese in the quarterback competition, and I think it showed heavily on Saturday night.
You also mentioned Dalton, 199 yards rushing, 24 carries, and just ran with a purpose. I know he's sort of the go-to guy on your offense and is also an effective receiver and a kick returner and all that, but where does that game that he had rank in some of the ones you've seen from him?
Well, that's probably the best game he's had. And he ran, he hit the holes and jump cutted and ran by people. He broke four tackles on his long 56-yard touchdown run. You know, he made good cuts and got hard yards. It was his best rushing game as a football player here at UNH.
You guys head back out on the road, not certainly as long a trip this time, headed up to Dartmouth as you started to look at them. Kind of break down Dartmouth. I know it's their season opener, so that's got to make it a little challenging.
A little different, and they lost a bunch of guys. They lost their quarterback. They lost two of their three of the receivers, one of the running back, three linemen. You know, you just got to look at last year's film, hope that they continue to run the things they do. They didn't have a change in staff. I'm sure they'll have some changes in some of the things they do, but we're going to be able to see them. What we got to rely on is that we've seen two or three different types of offenses between fall camp and between the first two games. So we have something to fall back on if there's some difference in one. If not, their scheme very similar to Holy Cross. They'll put three receivers, four receivers in the game. They'll spread you out, and their quarterback will be asked to make plays, and they'll run the bubble screens, they'll run the stand screens and all that. So we got to be able to I guess, improve, you know, on the performance we had defensively. And then offensively, I think the huge thing, again, can we mix the run and the pass, and can we hang on to the football?
You touched on Trayvon Bryant. He and Dalton seem to be pretty nice compliments, sort of different types of back. Can you talk about kind of the different things they bring when you swap one for the other?
Well, Dalton is a kid who's, you know, can catch it, can run it, and can run and hit it from any point in the field and score a touchdown. Trayvon, instead of being fast, extremely quick and has great vision. He's not a tall kid, but he's a big kid. You know, everybody, when you look at players that are 5'7", 5'8", you know, the question is, are they small or are they just short, you know? And Trayvon's a little bit short. He's a big kid, and he runs pretty physical. He's our best inside runner that we have in the program when we need to get a yard or two or get goal line yards. The difference is when Dalton hits from point A to point B, he can go all the way in a flash. Trayvon can get going, but I like the way he runs, and so it is a pretty good mix to have both those guys.
All right, Coach Mack, thanks for your time here this morning. Good luck up at Dartmouth on Saturday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great day.
All right, thanks. You too.